this podcast strategy literally prints money for online businesses. So by the end of this video, you're not only going to know what to do, but you're going to know what not to do, because over 90% of podcasts for businesses fail. They make no money. All they do is waste time. So with this strategy, you're going to be printing money, in this case, making a ton of clients from this podcast. And the first thing you have to know is that a successful podcast does not mean a successful business. The worst thing that you can have is a successful podcast and an unsuccessful business. So when it comes to creating podcasts to generate business, we of course have to know what to do and what not to do. And all of that comes down to your podcast strategy. You want this podcast to be a path to revenue instead of a hobby. And the best way to do that is to get people addicted to your podcast. This means the right people. I have seen founders so many times create the podcast they think they should create, or create the podcast they want to create. Both of these podcasts will fail, because if you create the podcast you think you should create, you're copying somebody else. If you create the podcast you want to create, then you're just having fun, and that's called a hobby. The podcast that you need for your business is the podcast that your prospects need to know, like, and trust you, and then buy. That is the only podcast for business that actually works. So when it comes to creating this podcast, make sure this is not a vanity project. Make sure you actually want to see revenue from this, because so many times I've sat down with founders, I give them this podcast strategy, and then they say, oh yeah, but I don't really want to talk about that. Okay. Then your competitors will talk about that, and they'll get the clients. So it's just up to you. You can either be right or be rich, and I'd rather be rich. All right, so let's get to the money. This is called the money episode, or episodes. What we're doing with podcasting for business is creating episodes that make us money. The way to do that is to create episodes that our prospects actually want. And so there's a few things that we have to know to create the money episodes. First, let's talk about topics. There are three styles of topics in a podcast that generates revenue for your business. Tactical, that's called step-by-step content. How to, right? Then we have philosophical. Philosophical content talks about the industry at large and the culture surrounding the topics that you and your prospects are interested in. And then we have psychological. Psychological is the human side. Psychological is fear, greed, and emotion. Psychological content either draws you to do something or draws you to stop doing something. So the three types of content that generate revenue for your business through podcasts are tactical, philosophical, and psychological. Next up is the structure. I've seen so many times people jump into podcasting and they literally talk about whatever they want to talk about for as long as they want to talk about it. And then they hit stop and that's the podcast. But there is no planning going into it. So make sure you know what you're covering before you go in. Don't create the podcast after the podcast is done. Create the podcast before you hit record, so then you know what you're going to talk about. And guess what? If you know what you're going to talk about, then your listeners and your prospects are going to know what they're going to learn, and that is what's going to keep them addicted to this podcast. The last piece that founders struggle with when it comes to generating podcasts that make money is promoting the podcast. Here's the reality. You need to like your podcast more than your listeners do, because that energy, the energy that they feel from you, is the energy that they take to watching your podcast. They're not going to get addicted to it if they don't think that you think it's good. So you need to bring this energy. You need to be telling people that this podcast is the best thing that has happened to your industry in the last 50 years. I want you screaming it and shouting it from rooftops. Do I sound exaggerative right now? Yes, because that's what you need to do. Because if I tell you to jump 100 times, you're probably only going to jump 5 to 10 times. So if I tell you to scream it from rooftops, then maybe, just maybe, you might make a couple posts promoting your podcast. So make sure you bring that energy. Relentless promotion is the key. Great. So we know how to make money episodes. Now, how do we actually promote this podcast? Because that is the fourth piece of this equation. Podcast promotion. Great. Promote like your life depends on it. A few ways to do that. So you're going to make a post about the podcast. How do you get people to care? Well, what you don't do is tell people there's a new episode. That works for your favorite TV show. That doesn't work for a podcast about accounting. What you want to do instead is tell a story. Tell me, explain to me, sell me on the concept within the episode, and then say, if you want to learn more about this, here's the full episode. So yes, relentless promotion. That is undeniable. That is mandatory. There's no way around that if you want your prospects to listen to this podcast and then buy. But what you have to do is make it intriguing and explain to them, really sell them why this podcast is so good. The last piece of a profitable podcast, the podcast that literally prints money, is client interviews. I've heard founders say it so many times. I can't interview my clients. I have an NDA. I can't interview my clients. They won't get on camera. I can't interview my clients. They won't tell their story on camera. Who gives a shit? Do you think I care? I don't care. The reason I don't care is that you're making excuses for why you can't interview your client. And guess what? You haven't even asked them. You think you know your client better than they know themselves? If you do, you're fucking insane. So this is what you should do instead. Get out of your head, stop assuming, right? And start hitting the fucking DMs. Emails, text, phone, LinkedIn message, TikTok, I don't care. Hit up your clients and say this. Hey, client name, I'm interviewing clients to promote them on my social media and YouTube channel. If you would like to be interviewed, please get back to me. We're going to be covering your transformation, your journey, and tips that you can give to our audience. This is not a testimonial. This is an interview. You, as the client, are going to be giving advice to our audience and promote it across all of our social media platforms. Sound good? ? Send. Do that on every single client you've ever had. Set up 10 interviews and then thank me later. Cool. You did it. You have a profitable podcast. You're not doing the bullshit where you're trying to become the next Joe Rogan. You're actually interviewing your clients instead of making excuses about it. You're actually posting about your podcast because it really is that good. And for some reason, you don't think it is, so they don't think it is either. And we're doing all of this to do the thing we're here to do. Generate business, get more clients, go home and spend time with your family, go work out, walk down the street, experience life. That's why we're doing all of this, right? So that's what this does. You can have a hobby if you want. Again, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what you do. But if you're gonna say you're doing this podcast, this YouTube channel, this content to generate revenue for your business, then I'll be damned if you don't actually do it after watching this. So that is the key. That is the call to action on this video. There's links in the description to stuff that I give away for free. None of it matters. The thing that does matter is please, please go take an action today. Interview a client, start a podcast that generates revenue, create a money episode so you can make more money, generate more revenue, and do what you actually want to do. I'm Ryan Sullivan. You know where the channel's at, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff, sub, all that stuff, man. If you enjoyed, catch you on the next.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.